Tremont, Atari, I really have no new information for you. As we spoke last week, Johnny Jolly has signed his tender. I have excused Johnny from minicamp next week. We feel it's important for him to concentrate on his legal situation. So, but I have nothing new to report on either Tremont or Atari to date.
So just to be clear, you don't know if they've signed their tenders or did they sign their tenders?
It's nothing that I'm aware of before practice.
Why do you think it's more important for Jolly to focus on the legal stuff? I mean, are you thinking more in terms of him, or would you rather not have the distraction of him being hurt?
Well, number one, for the player, for Johnny, I mean, there's a lot going on, and he needs to focus and make sure he has everything in line, because, I mean, these decisions that are going to be made legally will affect, you know, every aspect of his life, most importantly his personal life and then his professional life.
Mike, you haven't seen much of James Starks. What do you like about him, and what do you want out of him coming in training camp?
James Starks is very, very explosive. He's a very athletic running back. You know, he's a taller, high-cut type runner. But you can see the ability, the natural running instincts. But he has a lot to learn. He missed plenty of time in college. He's missed some time here. So number one would be he needs to focus on his availability and just the ability to play injury-free. And you know, the second part of it is obviously just to catch up schematically and get into the technical things that we're asking our running backs to do.
Mike, if Tremont and Atari aren't here next week, what do you see out of the group behind them, teams on the secondary guys that have been a chance to?
Well, I'll start with the safeties. This is clearly as deep as a safety group that we've had in my tenure. So we're getting a lot of work there. We also have Will Blackman and Derek Martin coming off injuries. So the other guys have really had the opportunity to get a lot of work. So I really like the depth, and I'm very happy with everybody that's been out there working. So that's going to be a very competitive position come training camp. And I would really say the same thing for corner. You know, I think all of our younger guys, the quality of work and the volume of work that they've had since being here, you know, since March has really helped them. I think it's evident on the practice field.
Speaking of safeties, what do you think of Jones? He's only been there since like January or whatever.
He's still, you know, making the adjustment. We're putting him in some new situations also on special teams. But, you know, he's a very athletic football player, but you know, it's, you can see there's a lot of newness for him back there. So he's fighting through the adjustment.
Mike, do you feel Burnett has taken advantage of Atari not being here and getting all those first team reps?
Oh, I would say so. I see Burnett as a very natural, instinctive football player. Things come very easy for him. He's a good communicator. He's a very fluid player in space. His athletic ability and just his the instincts, he picks up coaching very well. That was very evident just, you know, watching him play the wing position and the punt protection. So just like all of our younger players, it's the biggest transition from college to professional sport is, number one, you know, keeping up with the speed of the game, but really the second part that every NFL player that comes into camp for the first time is to get reps. You know, you're always fighting for reps, and it's really helpful.
Mike, how do you feel about bringing in another leg to compete with Mason, or just letting him go this summer, get himself ready?
We're going to go with one kicker in training camp. You know, we have the competition at punter. I really like what I've seen from both our punters, but we're committed to Mason, and he's done a good job in the offseason. He's outstanding in the strength and conditioning aspect of it, and very technical. He's a professional at that standpoint, and we look for him to have a very productive year.
We didn't see much of him kick this year. Is there a front runner for holder right now?
I'm sure the punting position will play the biggest part in the holding competition. So, I mean, ideally, you'd like to go with your punter as the holder. You know, but you know, based on our past history, obviously Matt Flynn, and we have some other guys that can do it.
How is Brian at that?
I'm sorry?
How is the Brian?
Chris Bryan's doing a good job holding. I've been impressed with the progress he's made.
Mike, how did Charles Woodson look today, and did he add anything to practice in terms of the other guys watching him work?
Charles looks great. I mean, he really looks like he's in shape, and you know, I know he's been hitting hard here of late, and you know, it's great to have him out there, and you know, he's looked good last week and this week, so he looks like he's back in top shape already.
Is your punting situation still a dead heat?
I would say it's a dead heat, and frankly, I want to see both Tim and Chris punt in games. I think they've done some very impressive things statistically through the workouts, through the practices. They both have a different dimension. They're different, obviously. They're right-footed and left-footed, but I think it's going to be a very good competition. I definitely like the talent level of both, both the punters, and we'll definitely go into training camp and let these guys slug it out.
And I know you hate the attendance questions. I didn't see Colin Jenkins, though. Is he hurt?
No, it's just, there's certain days and certain things that's going on. This is a personal day for him. So.
Mike, it's been a lot of football the last few weeks, minicamp next week. Are you guys pretty fresh and absorbing things the way you want, or do you have to kind of challenge them to keep focused?
I would say they're fresh. And frankly, I think the new schedule, the approach with the week off, the Memorial Day week, the players being off, I think it definitely rejuvenated the players. So the opportunity to get the OTA started, have that break. I'm very pleased with the not only the volume but the quality of work we've had the last 2 weeks. And tomorrow will be a big challenge. This is always the toughest week. This is the only week where you don't have the opportunity to review any of your installations. So, the players in a short period of time are going out there in a game plan type situation where you're doing all the different situations and there's a different install, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So this is a very challenging week and something we talked about as a team. So I definitely like Tuesday and Wednesday's work, and I'm looking for us to finish it off, Thursday, and then we'll use the minicamp for a review.
What do you think of the 2 minute that ended in Rodgers throwing the touchdown to Jordy?
I thought it was a big time throw and it was an excellent catch. I mean, the coverage was tight, and that's one of those last play of the game type, 8 seconds left on the clock. So those are the types of things that are part of winning championships: the ability to make those plays and consistently make those throws. And, the defensive side of the room's doesn't share that opinion right now, but it's there are definitely plays and situations you can learn from. It's very similar to the Pittsburgh game.
What's your game plan with Kulaga, like going into the mandatory minicamp and training camp? Are you thinking just keep working him just at left tackle, or are you thinking?
We'll stay the same approach tomorrow and next week with Brian. Yes.
Mike, do you anticipate any of your injured guys participating next week, or will all the guys that have been resting wait for?
I do not. Ted Thompson, Dr. McKenzie, met this morning, and then I had a long meeting with Ted before practice. So we're projecting those guys for training camp. So I don't see anybody passing a physical next week in that injury group.
Mike, what do you see in B.J. Raji, just his development in the offseason, in his position, strictly the nose tackle? Do you see him developing here?
I see B.J. Raji, first of all, really developing in the weight room. I thought he's had a very good offseason, particularly, with some of the things that the new things we've asked the team to do, particularly the defensive line. I think the defensive line group as a whole, it's been their best offseason in the strength and conditioning. B.J. is going to make that transition to year two. I look for big things from B.J. I think he's had an outstanding offseason. He's a very talented young man, and I think playing one position exclusively in the base will definitely help him.
Mike, can you talk about the progress of Matt Flynn?
Matt Flynn is he's a good football player. He's a quarterback that he just continues to get better. He's always had the instincts. He's a winner. He's proven that throughout his career, and every time he gets opportunities, he takes advantage of it. I mean, just the throw he made today in the move the ball period, I thought was was exceptional. So very pleased with the way Matt's playing right now.
Just to go back to Tremont, because there's been a lot of confusion outside compared to inside. So as you understand it, has he signed a tender or not?
As of my time walking on the field, I do not have an official announcement on Tremont Williams. So.
Is that good? Thank you.